SRN News, I'm John Scott. Officials say the U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is viewed as an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore. President Biden will visit the site on Friday. He'll meet with state and local officials and get an on-the-ground look at federal response efforts. Israel's military ending its two-week raid on Gaza's main hospital, while Israeli residents demand action on hostages.
The Israeli military has described the raid on Shifa Hospital, now over, as a major battlefield victory. But it comes at a time of mounting frustration in Israel, with tens of thousands protesting against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday and demanding he does more to bring home dozens of hostages held in Gaza. It was the largest anti-government demonstration since the start of the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. traffic fatalities are down. Jackie Quinn has more.
The government says traffic deaths in the U.S. dropped nearly 4% last year. The latest figures from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration find 41,000 people were killed on the nation's roadways last year. That's a 3.6% drop from the year before, and it comes as people are driving more. But NHTSA officials say too many people are dying, blaming the problem in part to distracted driving. The agency finds 20% of those killed were outside of vehicles, meaning pedestrians, bicyclists, and others. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the Easter weekend, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 287 points. The NASDAQ losing 13. This is SRN News. Most Americans want pot to be legal. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Despite the warnings of clergymen and pro-family groups, the Pew Research Center reports that 57% of adults think marijuana should be legal for both medical and recreational use. Another 32% say the drug should be made legal only for medicinal purposes. 11% don't want it legal for any reasons. Full legalization of pot is most popular with Democrats and with younger Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration will pay for women in uniform to travel out of state for an abortion. But so far, not many female service members taking advantage of the program. The Pentagon reports that the travel reimbursement offer was only used 12 times from June to December of last year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A person in Texas has been diagnosed with bird flu, an infection tied to the recent discovery of the virus in dairy cows. The only reported symptom was eye redness, and the patient is recovering. Texas health officials say the person had been in contact with cows presumed to be infected, and the risk to the public remains low. More than 460 people have died in the past two decades from bird flu infections. It's been 20 years since Google launched Gmail.
On April 1, 2004, Google announced a free email service boasting 1 gigabyte of storage per account. At the time, that was a huge amount of email capacity, and many people thought Gmail was the latest prank from Google's co-founders. But the April Fool's Day announcement was no joke. Gmail revolutionized email, and today there are an estimated 1.8 billion active accounts. Greg Clugston reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.